Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Coffee Talk with Shell, where there's always variety in life.
Hey, y'all. We've got some really exciting news. Oh, my goodness. You know, I still have this podcast. Surprise. It may go on hiatus here and there, but I always come back to it, even if it's one or two episodes here and there. I used to host every Sunday night for a long time, and I may eventually return to that again. But a couple of big updates. First and foremost, Texas Rangers finally, for the first time ever, after 52 seasons, won the World Series. That is my home team. I am so excited and so proud of them. Congrats. My friend Jabari hopefully will be calling in any minute to share his thoughts on this as well. This is just a very quick segment, but I just had to share the excitement with all of you because it is a very big deal. While we're waiting on nickname from day one when we met in college, my pal. Anyway, and he used to co-host this podcast with me years ago. I can't believe I've had this podcast since 2009, 14 years later, y'all. Here we are. I had a podcast before podcasts were a thing, you know what I mean? Anyway, I have some exciting personal news, too. I have a huge milestone coming up in my personal life this December 17th, to be exact. I will be walking the stage and getting my master's degree, finally. I think I winged it in a right under 2 years, maybe even a year and a half if I do the math correctly. Yeah, I think that's about right because I started spring semester. And so, yeah, about a year and a half. So, hey, yay. I get my master's degree, but I've still got a ways to go. And I'll explain that here in a moment. I think Jabari's calling in. Hold on. Hey, Jumanji, yes. How are you doing?
Hey, how you doing? I'm busy.
I'm good. Let me just finish that last thought I had right when you were calling in. I was just letting the listeners know, all our family friends and new friends, people around the world listening, that I finally get my master's degree in mid-December, but I have a long ways to go because after that I still got to go through an alternative teaching certification program. And then I can't think. I'm blanking out. I'm so excited about the Rangers. get my teaching certification, teach for 2 years, and then finally become a school counselor to my school, my end goal there. Okay, but anyway, enough about that. Let's get back to the Rangers. We'll share more on my personal life another time. So, how are you feeling today?
I'm okay. I'm swamped. I've been helping
a lot of
people.
I thought you were
going to
say overjoyed.
Yeah, as far as the Rangers, I'm pretty happy.
Yeah, me too.
When I saw it, I mean, sorry, I'm kind of out of breath. I've been helping people, so. And I still got somebody else I got to go, so. But, yeah, as far as the Rangers, I am pretty happy. I'll be all right. Okay.
You'll be all right. Jabari's on a work break, so am I, y'all. Just so y'all know, we're taking a quick work break, both of us, to do this. quick questions for you, Jumanji. Okay, and then I'll let you go, and then I'll finish my thoughts after you go. So the two quick questions, I'd love to hear your insight. Who is your favorite player on the Texas Rangers team, and what is your favorite moment of the series?
Ooh, okay. I can answer the second one. Favorite moment of this series, obviously, one of them is winning the thing.
Mm-hmm.
The other one would probably be game one. You know, Corey Seager hits a home run to tie, and then Garcia hits the walk-off in game one, and that kind of set the tone for everything.
Totally agree.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
I have a favorite player.
Favorite. Okay.
I like your favorite moments. I like your second favorite moment. I really like because you're right. It did set the tone. So I actually have a favorite player / favorite moment in the series, but kind of ties together for me. And that is Marcus Semien, because a two-run home, oh, my gosh, this guy got two home runs back-to-back, y'all. And my favorite moment specifically, every time I see anything like a two-run, two home run, I'm just so impressed. But my specific moment with him in the series is when in game five that we just had, that we won the series, you know, he got a two-run home that gave the Rangers a 5-0 lead over the Diamondbacks, the Arizona Diamondbacks, and kudos to them. I want to say congrats to them, too, because they, you know, I mean, they got to the World Series, and that is a big deal, and, you know, good sports and all, and they are like our neighboring state, so I do want to say congrats to them as well, but of course, congrats to our home team again, Texas Rangers. But you know what else I like about Marcus Semien, Jabari?
What?
I like that he's a man that can get to third base twice in a row.
That's kind of funny.
That is kind of funny. A joke.
Now, when you say favorite player, are you talking about in this series or all time?
Oh, no. I'll share with you real quick. That leads me to my personal Rangers story. My favorite player of all time actually was my sister's crush. So my sister I grew up with, y'all, she worked at the gas station closest to the Rangers stadium, the older stadium. So this was like between 1994. Her crush was my favorite player, which she did meet him and many players because they stop in her store all the time, which is really cool. So I've heard tons of cool stories, all good ones. Anyway, my favorite player of all time, and it was her crush at the time, was Jose Canseco. Do you remember him?
I remember him.
Yeah, very well known. So, yeah, that's my favorite. Who's your favorite player of all time? Is it actually from the Rangers?
Oh, gosh. Favorite Ranger. there's a ton of them. If I had to say, either Pudge. Pudge Rodriguez. I love Josh Hamilton. You know, probably them, one of them two or Juan Gonzalez. One of those three. Those are my favorite of all time.
I can't believe you nor I have mentioned Garcia once. Yeah, there you go. I was waiting for you to mention Garcia. Everybody talks about Garcia. And I'm so sad he got injured, but hey, I'm glad that the Rangers pulled off game five and showed they could win with or without him, although I think he was obviously a huge element to the team, but just saying.
If it's today's team, it's Garcia. If it's all time,
he is pretty cool.
Pudge, either Pudge, Juan, or Josh Hamels. One of three.
Yeah, no, those are good. Those are good. Last thought for myself, and then I'll have you share yours, but mine, because, you know, I like the personal human interest aspect of stories. So my last one with the Rangers is I grew up going to the game. Thank you, Gina Henderson and her family, because they took me from fourth grade on, you know, growing up, they took me to the Rangers game. They had all the time. They had season passes. And all I remember is that I always enjoyed going to the game, but I always remember thinking, one day I'm going to get on that Jumbotron. I'm going to do something to me and dance or whatever, but I never made it on that Jumbotron, Jabari. Oh, well. And what's your last thought or personal story with the Rangers?
Well, let's see. You know, I did see the game where they lost, you know, 2011. And just to see this franchise win, because, I mean, they went through some tough times, you know. Back then when it was the Rangers, it was, okay, when does football season start? You know, when did the Cowboys start? Because the Rangers were usually in last place. And I think everybody was heartbroken in that 11 team, which I thought was very, you know, it came one game away. And to win this, this is great, you know, obviously. You see how much, you know, there's a lot of Ranger fans you know, and just happy ones, you know, just absolutely.
Totally.
Just happy.
That's a great perspective.
Man.
You're right. Yeah, because you're right. We usually make it all about the Cowboys football, and we're all about the Rangers right now and enjoying every single second. And I'm so inspired. Like, just, I always root for the underdog teams. That's why I was actually excited that even the Diamondbacks were going against the Rangers, you know, because they also have their own underdog story. However, I love underdog stories so much that I know it's going to sound cliche, but I really do hope they make a movie about the Rangers in this story one day, because I love a good sports movie.
Maybe.
I think it'll happen.
But I think we're all, I think we're all happy. They have a parade tomorrow.
Yes, Arlington ISD are canceling school tomorrow, y'all. I don't know about other school districts, but where the Rangers play and their school district and all, they're having a celebration parade tomorrow, Friday, November 3rd. And happy birthday to my friend Brian in Washington. Stay on November 3rd as well. But, so congrats to all the staff and students that get to get the day off school. That's awesome.
There you go.
Yeah. I know here, before you go here, even I live in Denton on the outskirts of Dallas-Fort Worth, you know, and my college town here where I go to grad school. And even here, I could hear people cheering and such last night. It was so much fun. Just all that excitement. Did you hear it too
where you
live in Dallas?
Not really. I mean, most people sleep, actually.
Not really.
I mean, I was watching news and, you know, people going crazy. I know downtown was crazy. And
well, you were
at
work today.
You know,
how is it there? Are people talking about it all day now?
A little bit. Not a lot, you know.
You gotta give me more money.
I mean, everybody is. There's a couple of them. Dad said, you'd watch the game. I said, yeah. And, you know, they're happy. You know, got on the elevator, a couple of more. And you see, there was one lady who actually stood in line to get a shirt, get one of those championship shirts, which I have a feeling there'll probably be more and more the coming days. It's just been a little quiet. I mean, even on the train, I rode the train early, so I think half the people probably sleep still.
Oh yeah, I'm sure everyone's like, I was like that. I didn't fall asleep till almost 2 a.m. I was so excited. It was just difficult to go to sleep. The adrenaline rush, you know, like, wow, they finally won.
Yeah.
They didn't. So you're probably right.
I mean,
your train, everyone was probably asleep.
But yeah, it's, you know, it's just crazy. You know, you sit back, can't believe it. Rangers won.
Mm-hmm.
That's not what I wanted. Okay, and you know, to sit back, you know, and one person, you know, say, "Hey, Dallas, you're up. Cowboys, you're up next." So.
That's what I was going to say. I was going to wrap it up. And Dallas Cowboys, it's y'all's turn next. I know y'all have been to Super Bowl and even won it, but it was a long, long time ago, and they're overdue
but
now.
I
claim it's going to happen next.
Well, if you look at it, all four teams are pretty good. Cowboys are good if they can get past the Stars. You know, nobody talks about Stars and the Mavs. They won last night themselves, so. And
yeah,
they
were pretty awesome.
Mostly in the playoffs.
We had a pretty
good they both. So,
yeah, Jamari's talking about y'all. We had four different teams, four different sports, and three of the four won their games. It was an extremely exciting time lately here.
All four teams are actually winning, to be honest with you.
Oh, my bad. I thought one of them lost. Oh, even better. All four won, really. Oh, wow.
Well,
that's
the Cowboys don't play the Sunday, but all four teams are – like playoff contenders. One or two. Huh?
There was a night where all there was a night. Maybe it was game four. I don't know. There was a game game night where four different teams played at the same time.
It happened, and all of them won. So
yeah,
they're all winning.
That's wonderful.
They're all winning teams, so that makes it great around here. So
That's right. And we'll wrap up just telling our listeners that every one of you is a winner. Just keep trying your best in life, and every one of you is a winner at heart. Thank you, Jabari. I appreciate you calling in. But we got to wrap up
and get back
to work now.
All righty.
Go Rangers.
Yep.
Bye.
Yeah. Bye.
Sorry, y'all. I have to wrap up because I've got a clock timer on my podcast telling me time to wrap up. And I really do need to get back to work. But that was a very fun, quick lunch break with my friend Jabari. I feel bad. I mean, I cut him off earlier. I was in such a rush and trying to get his thoughts across and all. But all good. All is well. Jumanji's used to that with me. I shouldn't say that. That sounds terrible. Whoa. Yeah. Okay, I'm rambling, so I got to go. I need to get refocused, restart, back to work. Anyway, congrats again to the Texas Rangers. We are so proud of you. Well-deserved. And, again, congrats as well to their competitor, the Arizona Diamondbacks. Kudos to y'all for making it to the World Series. That is a big deal, as we know, because Texas Rangers made it to the World Series a few times before, but this is the first time they ever actually won it. So we are just overjoyed here, to say the least. So congrats again. I may or may not return to a few little segments here and there in between before or after graduation. Hopefully we'll get Santa Claus back this year, because that's at least the one thing I try to do is an annual tradition for my podcast, is to have a Santa Claus on a segment. That's always really fun. So stay tuned for that at least. I'll definitely try to do that for y'all. And I'll share updates as I go. But yeah, I'm really excited. I've still got a lot of work ahead, an intense November month ahead. But it's all good. I've just got to finish my final capstone paper and presentation, get it done, get her done, shall, and graduate and walk the stage December 17th. I am so excited. I have a friend visiting from Tennessee for my graduation, and then I'm going to visit a different friend, the one I mentioned earlier. His birthday is November 3rd, Brian. He's like a brother to me. I'm going to visit him in Yakima, not too far, a few hours away from Seattle, after I graduate. So I've got a busy December ahead. I'm so excited. And, of course, spend time with family as well for Thanksgiving and Christmas itself. All right, y'all. Thanks for listening. Thank you for tuning in to Coffee Talk with Shell, where there's always variety in life. And just stay tuned. You may see some surprise segments pop up here and there, and eventually, hopefully, I'll return to a regular weekly show again. All right, love and peace. This is Shell signing off. Take care, y'all. Go Rangers.